1,000 of those applicants have been bumped from the plan. Only a third have permanent loan modifications and are making payments on time. Borofsky says the Treasury Department's claims that it has helped all of those enrolled is, quote, either hopelessly out of touch or it's really a cynical attempt to try to define failure as success.
The National Transportation Safety Board begins a two-day forum as part of an examination of whether regional airlines are being held to the same safety standards as their major partners. This week's forum is on code-sharing agreements that allow major carriers to sell seats on flights operated by smaller carriers. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. The effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Good morning. We stand here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning our guest is Deborah Tavares. Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking about smart meters. Now, what's a smart meter? Well, it's not a dumb meter. A smart meter is an electronic meter that's constantly sending out electric signals to the utility company. And, of course, it measures the amount of natural gas you're using. But the one that concerns most people is the one that concerns the use of your electricity in your house. And they're installing these all across California, all across America. And people really don't understand what this is all about, and they focus their attention on the wrong issues, and of course that's part of the program. Get people confused. For as certainly Edward Bernays had said so well in his book on propaganda back in 1928, the intelligent and conscious manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an intelligent element in a democratic society. And those who control this or monitor this essential mechanism of society constitute an invisible government which rules our nation. We are governed, our minds are molded, our ideas formed, our tastes suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And that's really so beautifully exemplified in the issue of the smart meter, because what they do is they focus everybody's attention on the wrong issues. Well, Deborah is leading the battle to get people informed here in the state of California, and I hope soon across the country. People have to understand that this is part of an intentional program to confuse you and, of course, to change the way you live. Deborah, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
thank you so much for having me on Radio Liberty today, Dr. Stan. First off, I would like everybody to know that they can get more information on refusesmartmeter.com and a little bit more information what is happening in California right now and what folks across the country can expect. The smart meter is automated meter reading technology. They will no longer have to send out meter readers to read your meters on a monthly basis. They will be able to read your meters remotely, as well as reading every individual appliance in your home, which is the future expectation of this grid mesh network. We are seeing and experiencing skyrocketing utility costs here with many of the customers of the utility companies after the smart meter has been deployed upon them. This is a word that the utility company uses for the installation of the smart meter. Folks are concerned and do not want to change out their required appliance changeouts. And their greater concern is around the fact that this system is void of any studies. In fact, not only void, the studies were waived by the California Public Utility Commission as well as the other utility commissions in every state. There are no studies specific to the radio transmitted radiation associated with memory loss and a range of other symptoms. People are experiencing a wide range of problems already, and they're having ringing in the ears and sleep disturbances, measure of brain fog, just an inability to live as they normally have in the past. But the utility companies would have us believe that this automated technology that they are hoisting on all of us will no longer, we won't have to wait any longer for monthly meter billings and to know what our utility use will be. They say that it will be read remotely. Yes, indeed, it will. And you will be able to log on to see and track your hourly electric and daily gas energy consumption for the previous day. And they will not have to have a meter reader come out. And they also are advising us that utilities throughout the nation and also around the world are using smart meter technology. And at the end of 2009, that over 76 million advanced metering devices will be deployed worldwide, and that number is expected to double by 2013. With all of the problems, the fact that it is untested, folks are revolting against it. There's a building rebellion, particularly that we're seeing in Northern California. People are putting notes above their meters that say refuse and do not install the PG&E smart meter, which is the name of our utility company in Northern California. To date, that seems to be holding them off. When they see that notice above their meters, above both gas and electric meters, the utility company that hires out a subcontractor is not changing out those meters. We are told that these folks will have a conversation by the utility company at such time that they've got the bulk of the rest of the customers changed out. So we're encouraging everybody to go on refusesmartmeter.com, read the wealth of information and links. There's a number of very important links. EMFSafetyNetwork.org is a very important link with additional information on the problems that are occurring with this implementation.
Well, see, the interesting thing is if you read what the utility company says, they say the reason we're installing the smart meter we want to decrease your carbon footprint. And, I mean, what does actually installing a smart meter have to do with decreasing your carbon footprint? Most people would read that, they'd sort of shrug their shoulders and say, oh, I don't understand what they're talking about, so I'm not even going to worry about it. I've got so many other important things like the NFL and the certainty who's going to win the World Series. So then I'm beginning to question what smart meters have to do with a carbon footprint. Would you like to elaborate on that, Deborah?
Well, what is interesting is the information that's coming out of our local utility company that is very proud to announce that they are leading the nation with their climate smart agenda, information that they send out in with a boots on the ground walking says take a step in the right direction, lower your carbon footprint. And that is just a way in which to encourage people that are climate orientated to go ahead and accept this implementation on their homes. The more important aspect of this is the control and loss of freedom that we will all have in our homes. Never again will we live in our homes the way we are now. In 2012, they are rolling out all appliances that will have a chip in them that will be able to intermesh in this grid network and this apparatus that they are setting up right now with this smart meter adaptation.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
The change in the weather can only mean two things. It's hunting season, and it's election time. Now, stay with me, because the two are related. The great outdoors is more than a hobby in Colorado. It's a way of life. It's who we are. And folks here value our Second Amendment right to own firearms. At least most folks do. But to some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a campaign prop. Like Senator Michael Bennett. In Colorado, Bennett says he supports us, but in Washington, Bennett sponsored legislation to undermine our rights. So, where does Michael Bennett stand on the Second Amendment? Well, that all depends on where he's standing.
There's a better choice. Ken Buck. Ken Buck stands up to protect our rights, to protect our freedom. That's why Ken Buck is endorsed by the National Rifle Association. For Senate, vote Ken Buck. The NRA Political Victory Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.nrapvf.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Deborah Tavares, we're talking about smart meters. And basically, of course, this is part of a much larger plan. And, of course, if you understand what they talk about, decreasing your carbon footprint, they're talking about decreasing the use of electricity. They want you to decrease your use of electricity, and the whole purpose of the smart meter is to raise your utility rate. Now, they say the smart meters work perfectly, and they do work perfectly. If you use electricity in the middle of the day when the temperature is 105 degrees outdoors, why, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have your air conditioning on in the middle of the night, because, of course, then why it will not overburden the grid supply. So there's a shortage of electricity in midday, so they're going to charge you a lot more money, and that's how they're going to raise your utility rates. They need a scam to raise your utility rates. Of course, the PUC, the Public Utilities Commissions across the nation are in on this scam. The whole idea is we want to use less carbon coal by burning coal or natural gas or oil to generate electricity. Now, we can't have hydroelectric power. In fact, we're tearing down dams all across America. They say it's all for the fish, but it's really to decrease our availability of electricity. They won't allow us to have nuclear power in America because, well, they can have it every other place in the world. We can guarantee the loans and help other countries build nuclear power, but we can't have it here. Why? Because they don't want us to have cheap, efficient electricity. They want to begin to destroy the infrastructure of this country. Basically, we are dependent upon electric power and they don't want people using electric power. They certainly don't want industry using electric power. Then they'll be able to go overseas where they can get their power, and we can shift more jobs. We've already shifted 8 million jobs out of the country, and there's about 40 million more we can shift out, and they want to get our jobs offshore, you know, where they can be done much more efficiently than here in the United States. But this smart meter is the first step, a very important step along the way, of raising the cost of electricity so there'll be less of it used. Deborah, do you think people understand what it's all about? They talk about the carbon footprint. They're really talking about stopping them from using electricity.
I know that people are not being told what the smart meter situation is, because when we go door-to-door to disseminate information, they look at us with a dazed look. What are we talking about? The smart meter. And once they go online and do a little bit of their own research and homework on this, they are absolutely horrified what has been happening. There are thousands and thousands of people, particularly in Northern California, represented by 18 cities and 3 counties that are now in the process or have put in place a moratorium on further installations in their communities. So I'm one of thousands and thousands of people speaking up and exceedingly concerned. The next step beyond the smart meter, once it's attached to your home, is they are attaching what they now call in Northern California smart AC programs, and that's air conditioning programs. They put a modular on your unit. They call it a device. And they say that when thousands of air conditioners are operating at the same time, the electrical system can be pushed beyond capacity, and this can result in interruptions. And they talk about the basics of signing up for this, which they give you a $50 credit towards your monthly bill if you agree to go ahead and install this device. I want to caution tenants who go ahead and accept a $50 rebate, or in some situations in Southern California, they're giving a $200 seasonal credit towards installing this device on the owner's air equipment. This is likely a violation of your lease agreement with your property owner, and you need to certainly get their permission before you probably negate their warranty on their heat and air equipment by this deployment of this added apparatus that they are putting on now in conjunction with this whole smart metering opportunity. We have had to date only a few people, once these meters are installed, that are able to get them removed. It takes a tremendous amount of effort and tenacity that they're complaining and certainly indicating that they have health problems, ringing of the ears and sleep disturbances. They're sometimes able to get a doctor's note. Removal is very, very difficult, and they must demand. Again, there's only a few people that are able to be that adamant and successful with the meter removal. What is important to know, basically, is if they are attached to your home or business or school or any building where there's a current analog meter is targeted for removal and replacement. And likely when they are removed, you will not get them off. So it's exceedingly important that everyone listening check with your local utility company. Find out when they are installing this smart meter technology and learn for yourself that the dates and where they're going to commence their deployment in your cities, because they are coming and they will be installing. And you must speak to your local city councils. But do not expect them to help you. Their process, bureaucratically, is too slow. It's going to lie with everybody, fending them off at their threshold. Do not let them get inside your homes. You are delivering them all your freedoms on a platter. And again, your children and your grandchildren will never, ever live in their homes again, as we are enjoying the privacy in our homes right now. Because when those appliances come online in 2012 and your energy costs skyrocket, you will be encouraged to replace your old clunker, inefficient appliances with those appliances that have the chip in them. And that will be the reason that you're paying such an extraordinary increased cost of monthly utility expense. It will be your fault. And they will encourage everything being put on a chip. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have purchased the patent right for the reciprocals that will, at some point, require that all your electrical outlets in your home be replaced. They will know remotely if you are using a hairdryer or your toaster, and what are they going to do with all of that information? I don't think any of us ever considered the utility company having that kind of personal information on us. There's a exceedingly increased concern about the hacking. There are all kinds of problems going on with networks that are set up right now that have been hacked and compromised. This is a wonderful opportunity for hackers to take down a whole area that is on the smart meter and just turn it off and disrupt our economy. And there have been many, many opportunities and seminars that people can find out more about all of this on removesmartmeter.com and the EMFSafetyNetwork.org. There are lots of videos. There's lots of information. Do your own homework. Find out that this is actually coming in your community, and you may not know it right now. Again, please call your local utility company. Ask them when this rollout is happening in your area.
And our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience to have a question, is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Deborah, but this is a very, very clever means of altering your way of life, forcing you to use less electricity and probably down the line less natural gas. It's part of a plan program to lower your living standards, because after all, why should you have so much when there are people in other countries who have so little? And this is part of a plan. It's laid out in the Earth Charter. The people who wrote it call it the New Ten Commandments for America. It's kept in the Ark of Hope, a satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. You can read about that on the Internet. You can read the Earth Charter. Or 10A calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations. How can you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you lower the living standards here, and you raise the living standards in China, Malaysia, and India. And that is what's really going on today, but we can't tell you stupid Americans why you wouldn't understand. You're too selfish. And so what we're going to do is very subtly, very cleverly, go ahead and alter your way of life and your standard of living. Who's calling in?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen in Colorado.
Well, hi, Maureen in Colorado. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for our guest?
I do. My community is contemplating putting electromagnetic cell phone towers on top of our buildings around here, my home in particular. And they're contemplating putting them on the schools. I'm concerned about the electromagnetic effect of the radiation coming from that. Is this the question for your guest is this a parallel program with the smart grid technology, which is really scary?
Well, hi, thank you. That's a very good question. I've recently heard from newspapers out of Canada that they are in the process of removing much of their Wi-Fi equipment out of schools and in public buildings. This parallels everything that is occurring with our lives right now. I would suggest you go on the EMFSafetyNetwork.org. They dedicate much of that site to answering the questions that you have just posed.
Now, basically, I think that some people are very, very sensitive to electromagnetic radiation. Others are not. Some people, will get very ill. They can't think. They just have all sorts of physical problems. But we're all different. And certainly, Marines, some people would not be affected by the cell towers. Other people would be dramatically affected by the cell towers. It may be a small minority, but what about their rights? And I see.
Well, and the concern, too, is not only personal, where they're planning to put them on top of my building, but also the school children whose brains are yet not fully developed, whose nervous systems aren't yet fully developed, and they don't know which child would be sensitive and would not, and they're just taking a blanket view of this, and it doesn't matter about the individuality of children, how they'll be affected in their later years by all this.
Well, it will affect them. Actually, the University of Washington had done studies on cell phones and the use of cell phones, and they came out with a report that said that this damages this DNA. And, of course, they immediately were threatened. Here, the University of Washington threatened and told they would lose their grants and they'd lose their support, and they must not, they should not, they will not publish this report in the peer-reviewed literature. Well, they did it anyway. In fact, you can go up on the Internet, you can check it out. We got a bulletin from the University of Washington said they'd been threatened. Now, why would they be threatening? Well, because they want to damage their children. Unfortunately, for the same reason, and it gets off into vaccination and so many of the programs we have for our children, designed to damage our children, designed to damage their brains. When you understand that, Maureen, it makes a lot more sense, okay?
Yes, thank you very much, and I do understand it. It's very, very troubling.
Thank you for this information that you're putting out.
Yeah, I would like to add one more thought to this conversation. There are studies out of Switzerland that show up to 13% of the people are EMF sensitive. There are absolutely documentations of sensitivities and the damage that it's causing. Again, go to the website refusesmartmeter.com and look at all of the links and all of the information. More importantly, get active in your community to prevent this rollout of all of these kinds of apparatuses. Inform your neighbors. There's an opportunity.
That's the important thing, and we need to get the word out. And, of course, hopefully as people begin to understand what they're doing with the smart meters, they'll understand this is a part of a much larger program to lower our living standards and harm our children. All right, our telephone number. Maureen, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, just one more thing. Thank you to you always and to your guest for getting out this information to the millions of people who are listening to you worldwide. We're depending on this information to help to restore our freedoms. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Maureen. Of course, I figure we're the watchman on the wall, but somebody's got to be listening, and I think we know an increasing number are, in fact. The last two nights here in Santa Cruz, which is the heart of liberalism in the whole country, why Alex Jones put on speeches to standing room only crowds, shouting crowds and tremendous enthusiasm. Anyway, exciting time there. We're literally well over 1,000 people there hearing Alex. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Attention experienced sales professionals. KHNC Radio is looking for strong, independent sales representatives to sell airtime. If you appreciate what KHNC stands for, you're creative, self-motivated, and can work independently and have a proven successful background in commissioned sales, please email your resume to Danette at AmericaNewsNet today. That's D-A-N-E-T-T-E at AmericaNewsNet.com.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. Personhood is defining a person as a human being once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. How do you out there in the listening audience feel about smart meters? Do you think that maybe we all should begin cutting back dramatically on our use of electricity, especially our air conditioning when it's hot and humid? I mean, after all, they don't have it in Africa. Why should we have it here? And if you understand this is the mentality, it's the plan laid out in the Earth Charter, read it, get it, understand the new Ten Commandments for America, the new Ten Commandments for the world. Deborah, why don't you give out one more time your website, and what will people find if they go to your website?
Well, if they go to refusesmartmeter.com, they will find a myriad of links that they can look and review a variety of TV programs that have been done locally here in the state of California. They will see many links to many studies. There are a great number of other additional websites that they can link to. They can download flyers that they can pass out for their communities. There's an opportunity on this site as well to acquire the stickers and yard signs. One community here in our Northern California area has literally put about 80 signs. They are on a main thoroughfare, lots of traffic, and these folks are trying to get the word out, and there are signs about every fifth house for a very long distance, and this is their way of getting the word out. We're creating banners. We're putting them on some of the main roadsides. We are currently being deployed daily here in California, thousands per day. They expect Southern California to have installed 5 million smart meters by the end of 2010. That's going to be the majority of their customer base. I also want to alert property owners, particularly owners of multifamily with tenants. There is a huge concern that when folks start getting sick, and they will, there are studies that indicate that that's a consequence of this, particularly when there are no studies, they have been waived on the smart meter. The utility companies would have you believe that the FCC study and a study from the World Health Organization replaces a study that would be specific to the smart meter and the accumulative exposure to the radiation. But in particular with multifamily and tenants, they're creating an enormous conflict between the owners, because when these meters and multiple meters are installed on sides of buildings with apartment buildings, tenants will have, in certain instances, more exposure than others. And this is a requirement by your utility company. There is no insurance for this kind of illness related from the smart meter grid. And when your tenants come to you telling you, why aren't you fending this off, and should they then become sick, the utility companies, at least our Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, here in Northern California, the attorneys have already said they would not be liable or responsible for any illnesses resulting from their installation and from the meters, that they are being mandated by the Public Utility Commission in the state, and they would be the ones that people would have to go to in the event that they get sick. This is becoming potentially, according to an insurance company that I spoke with, on the level of the tobacco litigation, because every single building in the United States is slated for this, and there are no studies. They are not going to participate, so they say, in any lawsuits that are initiated from these illnesses.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, and do people have the courage to stand up? I mean, here, you know, step by step. They don't take away our freedom all at one time. They don't want to get the American people upset, so we do it just a little here and a little there. And after, when the people here in California were complaining their electric rates were going up, why, they said, well, we just evaluated 500 meters and they work just fine. And ladies and gentlemen, of course they work fine. They're designed to allow the electric company to raise your electric bill. That's what it's all about. But they're not telling the American people what it is about. They're not telling them it's about forcing them to use less electricity by rewarding them for not using electricity and punishing them if they do. This is what you do with a dog. This is what you do with human beings. If you don't believe the human beings are anything unique or novel, or you really don't care, they have an agenda. They're carrying it out. And, of course, they're doing it with the coverage of the media, which never tells people what it's about. Certainly they tell people about the demonstrations, and here in Santa Cruz, why, we even had people going down and picketing the yard where the trucks were parked. They were being utilized by the technicians who were going out and changing the meters. They even blocked so the trucks couldn't get out. Eventually the trucks just moved to another yard, and they continued their merry way because they don't care what the people want. They don't care what the people think. They don't care if they harm people or harm children. They have no concern at all. They have an agenda, and that is to reduce the use of electricity in America and to lower our living standards. And when you understand that, it all makes sense. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Well, Deborah, certainly here in California, it sounds like there is a growing awareness, and I really appreciate all the hard work you're doing.
Yes, there is absolutely an opportunity for everyone to help their own communities. Some of the tools that we've implemented with the most success thus far is with yard signs, posting yard signs in your front lawns to alert people that pass by, particularly if you have an opportunity to be on a main thoroughfare. There are banners. This is how you can best get the word out. You can go to refusesmartmeter.com and look at some of these sign opportunities. There are stickers to go above your meters. And we are getting ready to implement a number of large freeway banners in our area. And we find that we're getting more information out to folks that way than any other way, other than, of course, being on your radio program and other opportunities of the like. But the banners in the local community, put up by people, boots on the ground, passing out flyers, downloading them from the website. We're also, where there's elderly folks living in homes that can't make their way along their side yards to their meters, we're helping them get the stickers on their meters. Again, so far, the stickers on the meters seem to be thwarting the implementation of the smart meter. We can't say that that will be the protocol forever, but right now that is denying them access, primarily because of the possible liability that could likely come up for the utility company to go to your home, pull your meter off, which cuts your power. And if there is someone in the home on life support, they, of course, would have very serious consequences. And so because of that liability, that is the understanding that once they are notified at the change-out site, they then will not replace your meter. And you have to be firm. They will tell you they're going to charge you a fine. They're going to tell you this is imminent. You might as well do it now. People are caving in because of the pressure at the door by the technicians that are telling falsehoods, in the sense that right now there are no fines, and they're really putting a tremendous amount of pressure on people. That's why neighbors putting signs out, other neighbors know they're not alone. That has become a very powerful tool.
All right, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 7524. How do you feel about it? Do you think it's a great idea? Do you want to lower your living standard and drive our industries overseas? We'll be back in just a moment.
KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, and the America News Network at AmericaNewsNet.com would like to take this opportunity to endorse Tom Tancredo for Governor of Colorado, Ken Buck for U.S. Senate, and Jim Ferrillo for Adams County Sheriff. This endorsement does not necessarily reflect the opinions of advertisers or sponsors on the American Freedom Network. If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th. Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares, and we're talking about, of course, the smart meters that are being installed all across America. And if you have a question about them, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, and probably most people will not have a reaction, but certainly a significant number of people will. Some people are much more sensitive to electromagnetic radiation than others. But cell phones are dangerous to everybody. They actually damage the DNA. And, of course, University of Washington and other people who try to get the truth out have been threatened. They've been threatened. And you're not going to hear about this on ABC, CBS, NBC, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. They're not going to tell you about a lot of these things because they're very well paid not to reveal but to conceal the truth from the American people about so many hazards to their health and to our freedom and to the survival of this nation. And basically, this is all part of the program for the regulation of the individual. And down the line, you have a smart the smart grid that they're thinking about putting out, they're going to be able to turn off your air conditioning, your thermometer. They're going to have something installed on that, and when it gets very, very hot and there's an overload of the electric system, what can they do? Well, of course, they could have more generating plants. They don't want to do that. They don't want a solution. They don't want certainly hydroelectric power. They don't want nuclear power. They want shortages of electricity. And that way they can justify turning off your air conditioning in the middle of the day. And how can you complain when, after all, well, we should all suffer together when there's shortage of electricity? And people think that this whole idea is just so absurd. In fact, Deborah, when you talk to people about it, most people really don't believe this could really be happening in America, do they?
Well, I'm one of those many people that can hardly believe this is happening in America. And I will tell you, because I go to many doors passing out flyers and am informing people, they then become informed, and you cannot eliminate and remove the information that you're given, particularly when you do your own homework and go to the RefuseSmartMeter.com website and look at some of the links that will take you to. People will be horrified, and they will be rising up just like thousands of people in Northern California have. Again, we have many, many cities and counties that are in the process of asking for moratoriums. This is increasing
by the droves every day. I want to let people know what Nancy Ryan, one of the California Public Utility Commissioners, wrote in the Mercury News on September 9th of 2010. She said that this funding is coming from the Obama administration, and it is their plan, and this represents a technological change that will fundamentally transform how we use electricity in our homes. And when they use the word deployment as to their going out to the communities and deploying these meters on you, we have to look closely at their words. They mean what they are saying. They are in hiding in plain sight. When you look up the word deploy in the dictionary, it is mind-boggling. They are setting up an apparatus. And I think as more and more people become aware of this and thin this off their threshold, once it's in, you cannot take it out without a tremendous amount of effort and tenacity, doctor's notes, and potentially getting sick as a result to get it removed off your home. So again, the most important tool that we have found is informing folks, using signs, getting out there in every way you can. Go to your local city council meetings. Talk at the meetings. Ask your council people to pass an ordinance. Go to your county board of supervisors. Inform them. Tell them where they get information. Carry flyers with you. Pass them out. This is insidious, and this is happening by the hundreds of thousands every day across our country. And once this is on, it is on.
But it's all about changing our way of life, changing the use of electricity in America. And the change is you're going to have less electricity, and we're going to punish you if you utilize it, and we want to lower your living standards. And this goes right along with all of their other programs to begin to impoverish the American people. And the high living standards we've known in the past are not coming back because the people in power have a different world view. What's the exact wording that this woman from had used that you just quoted it? She said it so clearly. What was it?
Well, I would refer folks to the Mercury News, which they can Google, September 9th of 10. Her name is Nancy Ryan. She's a commissioner from the California Public Utility Commission. And in short, she talks about the stimulus funding that was received for this from the Obama administration. And she talks about this being a technological change, which will fundamentally change how we use electricity.
Fundamentally change how we use electricity. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about. Fundamentally change how we use electricity. Why do we have the wonderful, the advanced society we have? Because we have readily available power, you know. Certainly the people over in Baghdad had that until America came in. Now they get electricity maybe 3 hours a day in Baghdad, in the central part of, again, unless you have your own generator, you just don't have electricity, you don't have water. But they want to change the structure of our society in America, just like we changed it over there in Baghdad, in Iraq, which was the first world nation before we got there. And now it's a third world nation with electricity 3 hours a day. Could that ever happen here? Well, of course it couldn't happen here. They would never try to alter our use of electricity, or would they? Maybe there are people who have a different outlook for the America. They dream of a different America than the America that the American people want. And certainly they're concealing what this is really all about. And they use it with code words like changing your carbon footprint. And most people shrug and say, what are they talking about? Well, if you listen to the program today, you know. Once again, Deborah, your website, people should go there and get the information and get the stickers. How can they get to your website?
They go to refusesmartmeter.com. They can look at the opportunities through the system where your utilities will soar in cost, where you ultimately will be required to have appliance changeouts. You will learn more about the exponential increase of radiation into our environment that is going to be symptomatic and cause illnesses for many, many people. Hundreds of thousands of our children and elderly are particularly in line for problems here. It's going to massively invade the privacy of our homes. There will be remote shutdowns. The utility companies can shut your house down remotely. And what it looks
maybe
like.
Maybe they just don't like you. Maybe even if you pay your bill, they'll still love. But then they'll say, oh, it's just a mistake. Sorry. Deborah, God bless. Thanks for everything you're doing. Keep up the great work. Keep in touch. Bye-bye.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I do hope you enjoy the program with Deborah, and I hope that you're going to get involved in this. You see, the smart meter is simply part of the overall plan of Agenda 21, and that is a plan to lower the living standards in America, to alter your way of life, to take away your private property, to decrease your use of electricity, to decrease your use of gasoline and oil, and get you out of your car, to decrease your use of water, to lower the living standards here in America, equality of income between nations. That's what it's all about, and you can see it being played out. Once you understand, it all makes sense, and we need your help to get the information out. Now, certainly, the Michael Shaw's website, excellent source of information, freedomadvocates.org, freedomadvocates.org. You need to get my sustainable development syllabus, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world order, a new world order, and then, of course, we have a four-tape set. You certainly need to get the material on global warming. It's a scam. It is being intentionally used to justify lowering our living standards. And, of course, if we were to do what they say, why, we would certainly become a third world nation. But that's really what they want. They want to destroy the industrial base of this nation. That's why they're raising the cost of electricity to force industrial production out of this country. Industry requires a great deal of power, and it's readily available over in China. In fact, we're helping them to build their nuclear power plants there so that we can shut down the industry here and shift production elsewhere and lower our living standards. Once you understand the plan, once you've read the Earth Charter, Agenda 21, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and incidentally, that report is in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. We've summarized the 1,150 pages for you. You need to get it. You need to read it. And then you need to help us get the information out. I mean, your future, the future of your children's at hand. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see how they're destroying the lives of our children. You need to get my talk on the specter haunting America. It goes into vaccines, and yes, they are effective. But are they safe? No, ladies and gentlemen. Chickenpox is not a terrible disease. Nobody ever died of chickenpox. Yet, of course, children are dying of the vaccines they're getting to prevent chickenpox and measles and all of these other normal childhood diseases. And this is why today in America, one in every six children has a neurodevelopmental or learning disability. One in every nine children has asthma. One in every 11 to 12 children has severe allergies. One in every 66 boys is autistic, not born autistic. They get it from their vaccines. And we know this because the government has the statistics, and they're lying. My friend Mark Geyer got into the CDC database and found the incidence of autism and other developmental diseases was 27 times higher in the children that had gotten vaccines with mercury in them, because, of course, Kaiser Permanente had given vaccines with mercury and without mercury. They had the statistics. And what did the CDC do? They destroyed the database.